When you think about it, the best things in the world are the seashore, frost on pumpkins, sunrise, sunsets, puppies, and Dirt Doctor Radio. So now here he is, the Encyclopedia of Dirt, Plants, and Insects, Howard Garrett.
Especially puppies. I have really, there's one thing about this COVID-19 mess that we're all experiencing, and it's changing the way we live in lots of ways. But one of the positive things that's come out of it is, I hope you're experiencing the same thing, I'm getting to see a lot of dogs and that I haven't met before. They're out being walked more. I see them in the cars with their heads out the window, and just there's so many cool dogs, and they're so much fun in so many ways. It's unreal. And again, if you are thinking about getting a dog, we really promote the rescue organizations. We talk about the SPCA more than any, but wherever you are in the country and you're thinking about it at all, or go ahead and start thinking about it, getting a new family member, a puppy, or an old dog. Some of our coolest rescues have been old dogs. Our Carmen was 10 years old and weighed 110 pounds when we adopted her. So they're all just terrific. All have such interesting personalities. I've always enjoyed the dogs that make me laugh. We had a Bernese Mountain Dog years ago. And yeah, we've had some purebred dogs. We have had mostly mixed breeds. The rescue dogs have been mostly mixed breeds, although you can rescue purebred dogs too, no matter what breed you're interested in. But Tully made me laugh every time I saw her. She made me laugh every day. And one of the things that she did, we called her the Bucket Dog, and we've got video of it. I need to bring it up, make it more prominent so those of you that hadn't seen it yet can see it. But she would come out of the dog run, and she would grab a five-gallon bucket that a plant came in, and it was kind of torn in the bottom, so it had a little bit more opening than just the drainage holes. And she'd bite the bottom of the bucket, and so the bucket is up over her face, and then she'd run around like a mental patient all over the yard with that bucket and just cracked you up, you know. And she did some other things as well, too. She hated to be her paws to be touched. And it was one of the tips that we learned during that period of time. When you get a new puppy, play with their feet, you know, so they get used to it. Because a lot of dogs are like that. They have a real sensitivity to having their paws touched, and they'll really pull away from you and all. But that's the thing that she did that was just hysterical. Of course, Nellie is the latest one. Tater does a few, the little dog that we have does a few funny things, but he's more serious. Nellie is the clown. She's the tree climber. And if you haven't seen it, it's definitely on the website. Just go to dirtdoctor.com and pull up Nellie. And Nellie's page will come up, N-E-L-L-I-E. And not only some photographs of her, but a video Judy took of her when she was first climbing the big live oak tree in the backyard. But she's got a lot of other little quirks. She comes to you when she knows it's time for breakfast, when she knows it's time to do other specific things that she's used to doing, and when it's time for dinner. And she does it very gently. She comes up and just gives you a gentle little poke with her cold, wet, healthy nose. So hope you've got one of those kind of friends at home as well. If we got open lines for you, if you want to jump on here, we have awarded the mystery photograph. It was pineapple guava. You can see that photograph on the website. It's a plant that is worth trying because it's just so unusual. And you can also click on that red button at the top of the page if you want more information about the course, which is what the person identified first wins. But the red button shows you the information on my books, on the course, and on the art, the natural organic art. I do primarily abstract art. I do some realistic stuff. In fact, one of the things that I can do is if you're interested in this angle, I haven't talked about it too much because it's harder for me to do. I enjoy doing it, but it's harder for me to do, is realistic drawings and paintings rather than the abstract stuff. But one of the things that I am pretty good at and I enjoy doing is from a photograph, or better still, several photographs, I can do a drawing of your dog. And I've done it for several folks. The first ones I did was a little Tater, and then the Nelly one that I did. I probably ought to put them in the catalog. I'm not sure they're in the catalog on DirtDoctor.com. The ones that I did of those two dogs are not for sale, but it will give you an idea of what I can do for your dog. And if you've got a dog you'd like to have some art done of, let me know on that. By the way, that number to find out that information and maybe have a in-person meeting to see the art is the number for the show here. It's 866-444-3478. So let's see, what else did I not get around to telling you about? One of the things that's going on in the Garrett garden that I was talking with Bob Webster about yesterday, we've got some geraniums back in the back near the bamboo area that are blooming like crazy right now, just look great. And they're not really supposed to be doing that. They're supposed to kind of fade out as it gets hot, and it's certainly been hot. And not only are they blooming, they're putting on new buds every day. And I need to go back into my records and see if I can find anything that talks about what they were. I think I know where I bought them, and I might be able to find out exactly what they were. But there's something a little different about them because they're sure tolerating this heat that we're going through. And we're having 100-degree days and 110 feels like kind of things because of the humidity, and so they should have been gone a long time ago, and they're not going away. So it's pretty cool. I'm seeing some problems on some of the plants that should have been a little better than they've been. The little periwinkle that I told you about, the soiree, I think a combination of the heat and the humidity and having to water them so much because of that, and mine are not in full sun all day long. As you know, if you've looked at any of the photographs of my garden and listened to me talk about it, we got a lot of shade. We don't have very much full sun at all, and it's kind of right during the middle of the day. And I think when you have a plant that is really wanting to have full blasting sunlight all day long, when they don't get that, when they have a lot of shade in the morning, the blast of sunlight during the middle of the day, and then maybe some more shade toward the end of the day, it's critical to probe, which we didn't do very well, I'll be honest with you, and really be more careful about the moisture level. It was the first time I'd ever grown that plant. I wanted to see what you can get away with, because when you treat a plant as rough as you can and it still does really well, all of a sudden it's a plant that needs to be recommended more to everybody. But if you've got the soirees, you just need to handle them like the regular periwinkles. I thought they were going to be a little tougher than the regular periwinkle, but it looks like they still have a possibility of some flaws there. Let's see whose turn it is. Frank in Dallas next up. Hello, Frank.
Hi, Howard. I'm sure you've answered this 100 times. I've got a mountain laurel. It's beautiful. Caterpillars are just devouring it. What can I spray on there to get rid of them?
Well, you can spray and kill them, Frank, with any of the spinosad products, Captain Jack's dead bug spray, or Bonide, or any of the products. You can also kill them with BT sprays, any of the BT sprays like Dipel or Thuricide or those kind of things. I would look at the base, just like we talk about on all trees, and make sure the flare is very dramatically exposed. And one thing about mountain laurel is that they, like I was talking about the periwinkle a minute ago, they are very sensitive to staying too wet. So extremely drought-tolerant plants. And so if you do the sick tree treatment and you really monitor and pull back on the moisture a little bit, there's a possibility you could not have the caterpillar problems again.
Okay, I'm sorry. We said one more time. What was that again I needed to get? I'm sorry.
The sprays, either a spinosad product, S-P-I-N-O-S-A-D, spinosad, or one of the BT products, which is Bacillus thuringiensis. Either of those will kill the lepidopterous insects. They will also kill butterflies, so just spray it surgically right on the plant that's having a problem.
Right. Okay. I appreciate that.
I appreciate the call. Thank you very much. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back right after this.
Do you need hand sanitizer? Real-Time Pain Relief is making hand sanitizer to help during the COVID-19 crisis. This is no ordinary hand sanitizer. Real-Time Hand Sanitizer plus Skin Conditioner contains 70% alcohol to kill 99.99% of germs, and it's infused with nature's ingredients to deliver skin conditioning benefits, even as you clean. Use code DIRTDOCTOR with the purchase of Real-Time Hand Sanitizer for a free gift. To order, go to rtpr.com. That's rtpr.com.
Mosquitoes can transmit deadly diseases including Zika virus and West Nile virus, but Summit Mosquito Dunks kills mosquitoes before they are old enough to bite. Just float an organic mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and any standing water to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Don't worry, mosquito dunks won't harm people, pets, fish, or wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at garden centers, hardware stores, and online retailers. For more information, go to summitresponsiblesolutions.com.
Dirt Doctor here with a summer tip on backyard storage. Regular storage sheds tend to get really hot during the summer months, which can damage your stuff and make your shed unpleasant to use. My friends at Ulrich Barnes have designed a ventilation system that keeps our sheds about 18 degrees cooler than a standard shed. Visit their building designers in Cleburne, Tyler, or Fort Worth and join the thousands of happy customers that have given Ulrich five-star reviews. Call 520-GET-SHED, 520-438-7433, or ulrichbarnes.com.
Are you a gardener or farmer in need of organic weed control? PureGrow Weed Crush is a natural, organic, non-selective weed control that kills broadleaf weeds, foxtail, chickweed, and other undesirable plants. It is fast-acting with visible results in 30 minutes and is safe to use around people and pets. Ask for PureGrow Weed Crush in your favorite garden, feed, or hardware store. Learn more at PureGrowUSA.com or call 469-423-0712.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels, since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed. Maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice Monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Everyone is talking environmental issues and going green. Natural organic gardening and landscaping are important parts of this movement. Some organic proponents only say to stop using the chemicals. Howard Garrett, in the highly acclaimed Organic Manual, explains in detail what to do instead. His what to do is the organic method. He recommends stopping the use of toxic chemical pesticides and synthetic fertilizer, but goes on in great detail about the practical alternatives. This is one of the few gardening books effective for use coast to coast and border to border. The best kept secret of all, uncovered in the Organic Manual, is that the organic program is better in every way. Whether it's growing beautiful landscaping or delicious healthy food crops, the Organic Manual explains bed preparation, planting, pest control, and compost making. It also covers pet management and natural living advice. Purchase the Organic Manual in bookstores everywhere. Also available in independent garden centers, nurseries, hardware, and other fine stores. Go to dirtdoctor.com to purchase or to find a store near you.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
All righty, Howard, back with you. Let's go to Liberty, Texas. How's that for an idea? And talk to Jim. Hey, Jim.
Good morning. It's actually Ken.
Ken?
Anyway. Yeah, I just called in. Okay. I recently purchased the organic manual.
Okay.
I think it was only $22 with shipping. What a bargain. I've been extremely busy this week, so I've only got in about the fourth chapter, but I've done research about a lot of things you've got through here already, and got rid of my Perethrins.
Okay,
concentrate
good.
For your advice.
Well, I'm glad it's helping
azomite.
You.
Yeah. So I'm following it, and I'm already seeing some good results around here. So I really appreciate it. Just wanted to thank you for that.
Well, Ken, I appreciate you checking in with us.
Sure.
Hope you enjoy it, and spread the word to your friends about how well it works.
I sure will.
Okay.
Sure will.
Thanks.
All right.
And it was not Ken. It was something else. Sorry. Ken. Okay. Next is Steve in Cleburne. Cherokee Village, Arkansas. Hi, Steve.
Hi, Howard. How are you doing?
Doing good, thanks.
You sound a lot like Dr. Phil. That's what caught my attention to listen to your program. I mean, to the T.
Well, that's not a bad guy to be compared to, I guess.
No. My question is, I just purchased this house down here 2 months back, and the backyard was full of leaves, like they never raked it for about 2 years.
Okay.
So I took my lawnmower, because I wasn't going to rake it. I took my lawnmower, and I just basically turned it all into mulch. And then I raked it away, basically dethatched the backyard. And I know right now is not the right time to plant grass seed, but what can I do between now and that time to prepare to grow grass?
Well, I'm glad you brought that up. I was just thinking about bringing that topic up myself. This is the perfect time to plant grass. And so you can use that mulch, work it into the soil a little bit, or do you have it just in a pile right now, or have you already distributed it?
I already distributed it out. I hard raked it and soft raked it.
Okay.
Pulled it out of the way, got it out of my yard because I had a really bad bug problem, spiders and different things in the house, so I had to get it away from the house.
Okay, no problem. But this is, you can plant seed right now, Bermuda grass or buffalo grass seed if you have full sun, and you can plant solid sod right now. It's a perfect time to do it. So get to work.
Okay. Well, my son, you know, I'm limited on the sun because of the big trees in the yard.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what kind of seed should I try going with first?
Well, if you've got shade, you only have one possibility, and that's St. Augustine grass. And even St. Augustine grass is not going to grow if the shade's too heavy. You have to then just bite the bullet and go with ground covers, you know, things like English ivy and ophiopogon and Asian jasmine and things like that. But if you have at least a half a day of full sun, you can get away with growing, you know, some of the plants from seed.
Okay, that's what we'll do.
And the timing is, I was going to bring that up, the timing is perfect to do that right now. If I was going to plant a new turf area and I had full sun, I'd plant buffalo grass. I think it's the best. Bermuda grass is less expensive and a little easier and quicker to get established, but buffalo grass long-term is the most drought-tolerant and the best way to go as far as sun turf. Shade, you got to go with St. Augustine grass. People in the north or further north than we are that can have a little cooler climates can grow bluegrass and fescue and things like that, and those plants can be planted solid sod. Planting the cool season things are best done in the fall. You can do it now, but it's a whole lot better to do it in the fall.
All righty, St. Augustine grass. That's what I think I'll try. Should I not put any fertilizer down on the soil itself before I throw the seed down and kind of let it get into the soil? No.
No, go ahead and plant first, and then as on the solid sod, as soon as it's planted and watered in really well, I recommend rolling it if you can, too. Rent a big roller if you're going to do it yourself and roll it, or if you have a contractor do it, make sure they roll it. What that does is it eliminates the air pockets under the sod, and you don't get yellow spotting all across the planting before it gets green and starts growing. It'll be green just from day one. And the fertilizer can be put on the top of the solid sod right after it's planted. The people that still recommend the synthetic chemical fertilizers tell you to wait until after the first mowing or something like that. You don't have to do that with organic fertilizers. You can fertilize right after it's planted and get the stuff going just very, very quickly. With the grass seed, if you go that route, and for anybody that's planting seed, let the seed get started and up to the point of being ready to mow it height. That's when you would do the organic fertilizer with the seed planting.
Okay, great.
All right.
Thanks.
I appreciate the call. Call us again.
You betcha. Have a good morning.
You too. Let's go to Branson, Missouri, and talk to Ron. Well, tell you what, Ron, hang on. We'll just be rushed. Let me get this break done, and then we'll bring you up and not be rushed at all. You heard him bring up the Organic Manual. The Organic Manual was the book that it's the most current book we have done. We did it with Mother Earth News. And depending on what level you join the Organic Club of America, and you can see how to do that right on dirtdoctor.com, but getting one of the Organic Manuals is one of the benefits, bonuses that you get when you join at certain levels. You also get seed and some other things, seed from plants grown in my garden or Bob Webster's garden down in San Antonio. I'm Howard Garrett, and I'll be back with you right after this.
How about the best how-to video classes for gardening, landscaping, and growing hemp? The Torque online courses, designed and taught by the Dirt Doctor, clearly explain natural organic programs and why they work better in every way. They include 15 chapters of instruction and a detailed 25-page study booklet. They're fun, easy to understand, and affordable. To learn more or to sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the online class banner.
Learn to live the natural and organic life and be healthier from one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. Learn about creating beautiful landscaping, delicious healthy food crops, safe pest management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about these helpful books by clicking on Howard's Books button on the top of his homepage of dirtdoctor.com.
The Medina Corporation, run by the Stuart Frankie family in Hondo, Texas, has been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building products for years. Medina produces high-quality liquid and dry fertilizers like Medina's Organic Growing Green that has a balance of nutrients for developing healthy root systems and many other products. Whether it's landscaping, turf, trees, herbs, or vegetables, Medina products can help you spend your budget wisely, increasing production and protecting the environment. Medina products work beautifully and they're free of toxic chemicals. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is made by Medina and available in sizes from quarts to large totes. For the natural organic care of your lawn and gardens, Medina is the choice. Ask for Medina at your local hardware stores, garden centers, farm stores, and other places that sell organic products. Medina, over a half a century of proven performance. For more information, go to MedinaAg.com.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice Monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
As promised, Branson, Missouri, and here is Ron. Hey, Ron.
Hi, Howard. Hey, I've got a crazy situation here. The wife bought a 16-pack of periwinkle plants.
Okay.
There were half of them are white and half are pink.
All right.
They were in the same container. She didn't go around and pick up individual containers and put it. It's kind of a box-shaped thing with a strap handle they offer here at our local Lowe's store. Anyway, we got home. She planted the periwinkle. She alternated the white and the pink and the white and the pink in the bed.
Okay.
Well, after a week, those pink ones, the leaves curled up on them and they just flopped over. And since they came out of the same container, I was more or less of the opinion that the varieties were pretty much the same. The white ones are still growing. We went to a different, to a greenhouse and bought 8 colors, they're dark pink, and put them in the places where the other ones that had passed on, put them in there, and a week later, the same thing happens with those. Now, I'm at a loss to understand why the white ones are doing so beautifully, and the colored ones just are doing nothing. They last a week, and then they're dead.
Well, it's kind of related to what I was talking about earlier in the show about my periwinkles. periwinkles in general, and unfortunately, it looks like the small ones, the soirees, have the same sensitivity to a degree anyway. They have a very they have a fatal flaw. They're subject to a fungal disease called Phytophthora, and that's probably what killed them. And why some colors are more sensitive than others, I have no idea. Mine that are having trouble are all the same color. The white ones and the purple ones are the ones that are having the problems, and then the red ones and the pink ones are not having the same issue. I didn't do what I recommend to everybody to do when I planted them. I was in a hurry, did not put the cornmeal in the bed preparation that I normally recommend. And with periwinkles, I think that that's essential. One, not only do they have a fault, and that is the sensitivity to this fungal disease called Phytophthora, they have a very they are treated in a lot of cases with the a growth regulator in the growing operation. The growers use in turf, it's called Primo. I don't know what the name of the one that they use in ornamental plants is. It may be the same one. And they put this growth regulator on the plants to try to keep them more compact so they don't get real tall and leggy and they're more sellable in the nurseries. Well, that growth regulator stresses the plants and makes, you know, whatever the sensitivity a little worse. And so that's why it's extremely important when you plant. And I think the plants that go through the big box stores like you're talking about are more likely to have gone through that trauma, and that's probably where it's coming from. So next time or even now, you can help by adding the whole ground cornmeal to the bed preparation. It's best if you do it before you've planted, make it part of the potting soil or part of the bed preparation. And then after the fact, you can put the cornmeal in water, about a cup per 5-gallon bucket of water. Stir it around, let it sit, and then put the juice that you make from the cornmeal, spray it on the foliage, and drench it into the soil.
Okay. One other question. So I guess I just have to forget about it for this year, and we're just going to have white periwinkles.
Yeah, if they're doing well, they're just tougher. That's all the answer is. They're, for whatever reason, not as susceptible to that fungal disease.
Huh. Anyway, one other question. We have a very small yard. We're in a duplex. Mm-hmm. And we're new to the area. I'd like to get a fertilizer put on the yard, and I have a hose end sprayer. It's a product of, I think it's MicroGrow or something like that. I don't intend to use their chemical, and I'm wondering, is there something organic that would be either in a water form or a water soluble form that I could use in that hose end sprayer?
Well, hose-end sprayers are kind of tough because the hose-end sprayer works by taking a concentrate and then adding water to it and mixing it for you. And unfortunately, I've experimented with all of them that are on the market pretty much, and they all have a kind of a fault. They all kind of vary their mixing rates, and you may be spraying along, and then you look down, nothing's coming out but water. And they break. They tend to break pretty easily. So the better way to put out a liquid, and there's a lot of liquid organic products. There's fish and seaweed. There's the Garrett juice. There's the Espoma product line that I talk about that is available across the country out there. You could probably find the liquid Espoma products in hardware stores and feed stores and farm stores all around you there. And nope. A better way to put out the liquids is to look at buying one of the sprayers that's called a trombone sprayer. And the reason it's a better way to go is that you put the mix in a 5-gallon bucket, and this sprayer has a tube with a weight on it that goes over into the bucket. And then you pump it like a pump shotgun, and the one that comes from the Hudson Spray Company has handles on it. It just works beautifully, and it will spray as far as 20 feet.
Hmm.
and it's a better way to put out the liquid stuff. If you want to use a pump-up sprayer, you know, a little one-gallon or three-gallon pump-up sprayer, that's okay, too. You just can't cover as much space quickly as you can with the trombone sprayer. But the hose-end sprayers, you can try them. You can put a concentration of espoma or a concentrated Garrett juice from using the formula that we have on the website. We tell people how to make a concentrate as well as how to make a ready-to-use spray. And if you put the concentrate of Garrett juice in a hose-end sprayer, it'll do a pretty good job of putting it out for you. It's just going to vary in its mixing because that's just the nature of a hose-end sprayer. They're not very good.
Well, this hose-end sprayer has like a calibrator on the side, and it releases so many ounces to a gallon of water as it flows through the system. So anyway, that's why I was interested. I'll try that some of those products that you mentioned and see what kind of results.
Yeah, try it with the hose-end sprayer and see. That mixing rate that it tells you about, that's kind of a theory. It doesn't necessarily always work that way. But the good thing about using the organic products is that if the mixing rate is off a little bit, it doesn't hurt anything. You don't have to have absolute perfection. It's just that long-term, those hose-end sprayers are not nearly as good as using a trombone sprayer.
Okay. Now, we have one flower bed that the soil... I worked it with a fork right after we moved here because the wife wanted to put some flowers in there. And I used a fork, and I'm telling you, it could only go down about 3 inches, and it wasn't rock, but it just seemed like the ground was so compact after the first 3 inches. Is there anything we can do to treat that soil to make it, you know, in better condition? I mean, composting, I would think, would be a good thing to do. But
yeah, everything we talk about, Ron, will soften the soil because everything we talk about, compost, rock minerals, and the sugars, they all work to stimulate biological activity. And the biological activity, the beneficial bacteria and fungi and protozoa and various microbes, that's what does the soil softening. The soil will soften, the texture will be different, it'll even change the color and the fragrance of the soil when that biological activity comes up. And that comes from using the organic tools.
You mentioned sugar. Is that regular store-bought sugar that you just sprinkle on?
Well, you can use any sugar that you have. The best sugars are those that you're not going to be using for cooking or anything with, and you just, you know, come up with a good use. The ones, if we're going to buy something and use, are that are the best are molasses, both liquid and dry molasses. If you look at my bed preparation recommendations, the basic program and all that, we explain all that on dirtdoctor.com, and it's the same thing we recommend for all soils, whether they're sandy or heavy clays or whatever. Now, there's one additional thing that you can do. It'll be in my written recommendations, but you may miss it. When you have really hard soil, you know it's extremely hard. There's a hard pan or it's been compacted for whatever reason, or it's just lousy soil. The first step in that case would be to drench it with hydrogen peroxide. And you mix the hydrogen peroxide from the grocery store, just the stuff that you buy, you know, for 85 cents in a quart bottle.
Right.
You mix it 50-50 with water, or better still, with the whole Garrett juice mixture, so you get fertilizer value out of it while you're softening the soil. But you do it one time treatment of hydrogen peroxide, then add all the amendments that we recommend, the compost, not peat moss, but compost, lava sand, azomite, the rock minerals, and the sugars. The best ones are the cornmeal and the dry molasses.
Oh, okay, Howard. Well, thank you so much for your information. I enjoy your program, and keep it up.
Okay, thanks for calling. Get to work out there in that garden, okay? Let's see what, do we have time? Yes, we do. Kathy in Highland Village, Texas. Hello, Kathy.
Hi. I have two questions. The first one, I have a passion flower vine, and the leaves are starting to turn yellow from the bottom, and it's kind of working its way up. I don't know what's going on with that.
Well, passion flower is usually pretty tough, Kathy, so if you've got something like that going on, my first hunch would be you got one or two things going on. Too much watering, staying too wet, or the opposite. With all the heat, it's just been too dry. There's not any real normal disease problems or insect problems that hit the passion flower. So use a probe, a golf club shaft with the head broken off, or you know, a stick of some kind, and probe that soil and see if you can't see what the deal is. Let me put you on hold if you had something else, because I got to run for a minute. I'm Howard Garrett, and I'll be back right after this. More than ever, it's important to have a healthy immune system. Vitamin C is helpful, but there's an even stronger antioxidant, glutathione. Maintaining optimum glutathione levels in the body is key in protection from bacteria and viruses. RegActive's essential ME3 stimulates glutathione production in your body, especially as we age and are more vulnerable to diseases. Be proactive about your immune health. Get essential ME3 now. Call 800-430-6180 or go online.
Lava sand is a critical part of the Dirt Doctor's natural organic recommendations for bed prep and soil improvement, especially for farms and ranches. Cinderite is the only high-quality lava product with significant paramagnetism. Their lava soil amendment will dramatically improve your soil and increase plant production, and it can be delivered directly to you. Call Cinderite at 435-200-3191. That's 435-200-3191, or visit cinderite.com.
How about the best how-to video classes for gardening, landscaping, and growing hemp? The Torque online courses, designed and taught by the Dirt Doctor, clearly explain natural organic programs and why they work better in every way. They include 15 chapters of instruction and a detailed 25-page study booklet. They're fun, easy to understand, and affordable. To learn more or to sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the online class banner.
Restore the natural balance in your soil with ViaTrac fertilizer. ViaTrac is totally organic, naturally composited broiler litter that contains over 2,700 strains of active living bacteria and fungus that your soil needs to live. ViaTrac is pelletized, making it easily spreadable and clump-free. Use it on your landscaping, plants, trees, pastures, hay fields, and more. Go to ViaTracFertilizer.com for more information or to order by the truck, one-ton super sack or 40-pound bag, also available on Amazon. Feed the soil, feed the world with ViaTrac fertilizer.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Everyone is talking environmental issues and going green. Natural organic gardening and landscaping are important parts of this movement. Some organic proponents only say to stop using the chemicals. Howard Garrett, in the highly acclaimed Organic Manual, explains in detail what to do instead. His what to do is the organic method. He recommends stopping the use of toxic chemical pesticides and synthetic fertilizer, but goes on in great detail about the practical alternatives. This is one of the few gardening books effective for use coast to coast and border to border. The best kept secret of all, uncovered in the Organic Manual, is that the organic program is better in every way. Whether it's growing beautiful landscaping or delicious healthy food crops, the Organic Manual explains bed preparation, planting, pest control, and compost making. It also covers pet management and natural living advice. Purchase the Organic Manual in bookstores everywhere. Also available in independent garden centers, nurseries, hardware, and other fine stores. Go to DirtDoctor.com to purchase or to find a store near you.
It's not always easy for women to achieve better health, especially these days. The key is to work smarter, not harder. Be wise about weight loss and workouts. Eat strategically and take your supplements. I'm best-selling nutrition author Kat James. I've learned firsthand that probiotics are key to women's health. They protect your digestion, your immune system, your skin. They support balanced hormonal levels. And very important for both women and men, they counter the buildup of bad bacteria and yeast in our bodies. Researchers have even found that probiotics promote a more positive mood and mental sharpness due to the gut-brain axis. The one I take, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. It's a superior formula with prebiotics, probiotics, and postbiotics, a smart advantage in these challenging times. Find Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics through Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other natural health retailers, also available online.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to DirtDoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. Kathy, we're going to go back to you in just a second. Had another question. Had so much mail there. I finally found Mary's photographs. She called earlier in the show, bur oak, and having some problems. It looks more like, instead of lace bugs, like I mentioned in your case, some kind of little fungal spotting, some leaf fungal. It's more cosmetic than anything. It looks like the flare on your tree is pretty good, doing a little bit more exposure to it, getting the grass kind of pulled away from the base will probably help some, and spraying cornmeal juice or one of the organic disease control will just make the leaves look better. I don't think it's a serious problem. It's a cosmetic issue, which is a lot of times the case. Lace bugs might be coming around later on, too, because they are very, very common on bur oaks. Kathy, what else can I help you with?
Okay, I'm trying to get rid of Virginia creeper. There's a bunch of Virginia creepers growing near my crepe myrtle tree, and I kept cutting it, and they keep popping back up, and I don't know how to get rid of the Virginia creeper.
Well, I'm doing exactly the same thing at home to a degree and at the office as well. And unfortunately, the only answer is the same answer I have for Carolina snail seed and wisteria if you don't want it, and trumpet vine and all that, those kind of tough, woody, stemmed vines. Physical removal is all you can do, digging it out and pulling it out and that sort of thing. Now, the second step is after you do that and it tries to regrow, it tries to feather back, you know, with young, tender foliage, which it will do. You spot spray that young tender stuff that tries to come back with vinegar or with any of the other organic herbicides, and it'll kill that tender growth back. And if you keep it killed back, you can physically remove it too. But having little 1 gallon sprayer around with with one of the organic herbicides in Spot Spray, that you can actually cause it to use up its stored energy underground and die out.
Okay. What are the organic herbicides?
Well, the first one that's the one of the tougher ones for and would be good for woody vines like this would be 20% vinegar. There's about three or maybe four manufacturers that put it on the market out there, and it's an EPA-registered organic herbicide. It's 20% vinegar. You know, don't spill it on yourself. It's pretty strong stuff. Then there's a commercial product called Pure Grow Weed Crush, and it's a cinnamon and clove product. It's registered, you know, legal organic herbicide. There's one called Scythe, like the tool, the you know, the cutting weed hand tool, Scythe. It's a fatty acid product, which means it's a fancy concentrated soap. And there's a bunch of others that are in that category out there as well. So any of those will work for you. But unfortunately, the first step is just physical removal. Pull it off the fences, pull it out of the trees, and pull it up from the ground. It's actually a little easier than some of the other woody vines to get rid of, to tell you the truth.
Okay, I'll try that then. Okay, thank you so much.
All right, appreciate your call. Yeah, it's not as hard as poison ivy and Carolina snail seeds, 10 times worse, and some of the other ones. It's actually a plant I like. I've planted it. I've got it as a ground cover at home, and I've got it on the fence mixed with English ivy, and I'm going to keep it there. I'm not going to take it all out. I like it, but when it gets too heavy, you have to remove some of it. And at the office where it's growing, it's under some of the some of the unusual trees that we have. We have a tree that I may be the only person in the Dallas-Fort Worth area that has one. It's called a loquat leaf oak, and it's just spectacular. And I didn't think it was going to do that good. It's doing very well. If we can figure out how to get it on the marketplace and so people can find it and buy it, I think it's going to become a real valuable tool. And then in that same area, I've got some perennials that I want to have instead of the Virginia creeper, and the Virginia creeper's crawling up in them. And in that area, I'm going to totally eliminate it. It's also crawling up on the side of the house. So it can be one of those plants. It can be a good ground cover or a pretty vine if it's kept under control. But if it gets out of control, it can become pretty bad weed for you, like it has for the two of us as we were just talking. Let me see who's next. Katie in Granbury, Texas. Hello, Katie.
Good morning, Howard. I have two questions, if I may.
Sure.
One, a little background. I help a family in Hyco with their garden.
Okay.
And I go out about twice a week, on Wednesdays and Saturdays. And last Wednesday, I went out.
Oh, Katie, we got snuck up on there. Can you hold with me so we're not going to be rushed? We'll pull you up right at the start of the next hour, okay?
Absolutely.
Okay, hang on for me. And if you want to call and join the party here, we got another hour for you. Those of you that whose radio stations don't carry the third hour or all 3 hours in whatever way, you can listen on DirtDoctor.com. You can also listen on the Dirt Doctor app. So you can listen to podcasts later on, whatever, however way you want to go. Telephone number to be with me is always 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. The website is dirtdoctor.com, and right there on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com, you can find all the other stuff we have available for you that can help you understand how to do this organic gardening.